You know this song?
No.
It's called Liar. I typed Liar into YouTube and this song came up. I'm not going to be surprised if your fucking face appears in the music video, because you just lied to me. You said there was no cars left to buy. But when I go on the McLaren website, they have an upgrade of the 720S, a 765LT limited edition, which I can buy. So you lied to me, Luke. You told me there was no cars left to buy. And if you would have shut the fuck up, I wouldn't be on this website. And now I wouldn't have to spend 400,000 euro on my 16th supercar. You did this. You made me buy the Chiron, because you made me buy the Ferrari, because you wouldn't be quiet when I was buying my Lamborghini. And you wouldn't be quiet today. And now I go on the McLaren website and go, oh, don't worry, Mr. Tate. You can get 25% more downforce in your 720S, which is already too fast to drive anyway. Here's a bunch of stats that don't mean anything because you can't possibly use them on the road. Here, 400 grand. I've sent you something which I would like you to print, please, Luke, if you wouldn't mind. Print it off. Talk to you in a moment.
Door group, McLaren. Is this a contract?
Can you print what I sent you, please? If you wouldn't mind printing what I've sent you, it's a fully spec, every option. 765 long tail. Boom! So print it to me so I can sign it and you can shut the fuck up about cars or no cars to buy. I'm about to teach you a lesson. If you wouldn't mind sending that to me, I would quickly sign it, I'm gonna scan it, get it back to them. And that means in April of next year, I've got a Lamborghini Evo, I've got a McLaren 765LT, and a Bugatti Chiron, all on their way to my house in 1 month. You wanna see a take on video with all three fucking new cars? Luke. Luke's a liar. Luke is a liar. Give it to me. Luke lied.
How much is it? How much even
it's
is
expensive.
It?
It's expensive.
How much is it? How much does it come out to? 358,000 euro. Boom! Name. Mr. Motherfucking Tate. Bang. Scan that. Don't lie to me again. Tired of your shit. And when these cars turn up on the drive, everyone's gonna know it's your fucking fault.
So one day we'll retire off squares.
Exactly. Tristan doesn't understand it.
He doesn't understand
it. Why do you play chess all day? Because he's more than trying to be the king of the squares. Because then I win.
Yeah. That's how you win.
Why don't you win? You're the king of squares.
Yeah. What, people talk bad of the King of Squares?
Never.
Never.
Are you allowed to smoke on YouTube?
I forget. But wouldn't that be if you couldn't?
You can't do anything on YouTube now.
Yeah. What, can't smoke? Things humans have been doing forever.
I know. Probably not. If you have to blur this out, blur it out. I'm not smoking, ladies and gentlemen.
Definitely not smoking.
Matches in front of my face. For fun.
It's what we do. And we have nice Cubans around.
Real life emergency meeting.
What do you mean?
It's emergency.
It's true. We need to become king of squares.
We do need to play more chess.
We don't play enough chess. We've come to the conclusion.
We don't. You two need to give up your bad habits, gentlemen. Seriously. Chess is bad for you. All right.
Chess is not bad.
You drink wine from the bottle all day, every day. Chess is not bad for us compared to wine.
That's the second part of this meeting. All right. I know what this is. Tell me what this is. I already know about this one. Have a look. Tell me what that is.
Yeah. What is it? It's the Bugatti receipt.
Okay. What's the amount on that?
Nice. 3,480,000 pounds. Or so, euro.
You know what this is going next. I found this on your desk.
I did do that. He made me. I had to print it.
What is this?
It's the contract for a 765LT, brand new, 358,000 euro.
We have joint finances. We have too many cars. The Bugatti, after the Bugatti, you said, and I quote, what did you say? Done with cars, I got all the cars, I completed cars.
Luke challenged me.
358,000 euro.
Tristan, Luke told me there was no more cars.
I thought there were no more cars.
Luke said there were no cars, and this is all Luke's fault. He basically made me do it. So, 16 cars.
I let you in my house. And this is what you do.
Tristan, I really thought there were no cars.
Luke said there were no cars. I'm going to teach you a fucking lesson.
There were cars. There's always cars, Luke.
Tired of your shit. Luke.
When does that arrive?
April. So in April, we get the Evo. We get the 755 and the Chiron.
Okay.
So right. We got three new cars from in April, plus the 10 cars out there. Okay. You know, well, our collection's not what we have, like $7-8 million for the cars. Yeah. People don't know. Me and Tristan are from the streets. We will go broke again. We don't give a fuck.
No, you don't care.
I will spend it all. Everything.
Luckily for you.
Watch me.
Luckily for you. Do you know who Thomas Edison was?
Yeah, the inventor.
Yeah.
Invented light bulbs.
Okay, yeah. Do you know who Albert Einstein?
Yeah, smart people. I get it.
Yeah, so I have developed a new energizing tonic where you take the relaxing, cool properties of white wine.
Is emergency meeting over?
Do I interrupt you in the middle of your business ideas? And the uplifting, sugary energy caffeine hit of Red Bull. And I've invented red wine. That is a huge drink. Half white wine, half Red Bull. I call it red wine. Is wonderful. It makes you feel energized. It gives you wings. And gets you drunk. Try it. It's called red wine.
It's not that bad.
Now, think about it. Now, from a marketing perspective, how many people around the world already enjoy red wine and say they like it? I just hadn't worked out what it was until now.
Is this meeting over?
We need to market this.
No, we need to become King Squares.
And sell it.
Nothing in my life makes any sense.
Half white wine, half Red Bull. Red wine. It's a new drink. I just invented.
This might make us super rich, though.
I'm going to wait, Jack.
I told him. We need to pay for this fucking new car somehow.
Delicious.
All right, so all King of Squares and the red wine idea.
I'll keep product testing.
Nice. Soundtrack. Tristan, we've been listening to this forever.
Yeah, I've got the 10-hour version of
it. Ding, bang, ding, 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 bang, ding, 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 ding.
It's my theme tune now.
Bing, bang, bong, bang, 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 bang. I wonder if this will get removed from Twitter or from YouTube.
No one cares about this song.
Bing, bang, 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 bong. I don't know why. Bing, bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang. So I'm chilling, about to have some pizza. And something remarkable has happened. Thanks, bro. In fact, it's not that remarkable, it makes perfect sense. It turns out there's a lot of you out there who have already watched all of my videos. You've already ingested all of my content because you find value in them and you see that they work, so you've watched everything. So I have people asking me, hey Tate, Bitcoin's going crazy, altcoins are going crazy. How do I know the right time to sell, the right time to buy? I don't want to get FOMO, but I don't want to miss out. What's the right thing to do? And I say, oh, look at this, look at this. I've done videos on this before. And I said, I've already watched them. I've seen all your stuff, Tate. So for this reason, I put together a brand new broadcast. Never seen before. This is brand new. And it'll explain to you exactly how to make the most money from this crypto bull run. It's now or never. You've waited years. So you may as well get every single piece of information you can from people who are professionals in trading cryptocurrency. Not just me, but my team. They tell me exactly when to sell, exactly when to buy. And you can watch my broadcast for free and learn information for free that will change how you approach this crypto bull run. Brand new video. I've just put it together. I was researching it all day, working with my team. I've just finished recording it. And it is here now. It is live. It's free for you. So for all you people who have seen all of my stuff, enjoy. For the people who are new to my things, enjoy.
Be inspired. Everybody gets tired. Yeah, this is a story of sheer commitment. Definition of wisdom. A young king trying to build a kingdom. Can't penetrate with criticism. When I talk like this, it's like hypnotism.